Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and this is Funny Lady Life. And for today's episode, I want to tell you about what happened. I had a girlfriend's night on Sunday night, and we played rummy. And, you know, I've been friends with these girls for years, and we always have a good time. But this time, you know, they were all asking me for advice. I think, they didn't say it, but I think it's because I'm writing the advice column and they know this. You know, people see it in the paper. It has my name, you know, Dottie St. James. And, you know, especially my Avon customers. Gosh, for doing Avon for 27 years, you know, you meet a lot of people. Anywho, yeah, we had a good time. And, well, I did give out advice, so I guess I'm the resident expert, even though I don't feel like it, you know. I don't have any kind of formal degree in that, you know. I was an Avon representative, and before that, Tupperware, you know. And I always had that outgoing. I just like to be around people, you know. That's just me. That's just me. So it was nice to get the girls together. That's what I'm trying to say, you know. You know, and Larry was downstairs in the basement with Bob. So, you know, they have so much fun with the train. Oh, there's Kit Kat and Snickers. Oh, gosh, they're begging for some of that charcuterie board that Mary Ellen, whatever her name is, made. So Larry's learning Spanish. I think I might have told you. And he's trying to speak with her. And the next thing you know, the girls come over and there's this gorgeous charcuterie board on the island in the kitchen. And I know Larry didn't do it. I mean, he cooks, don't get me wrong, but this was extravagant. So I thought he bought it. Turns out Mariella did it, or Mary Ellen, whatever her name is, I don't know. But here's the thing. I've been telling him to please tell her in Spanish to clean my wig room. And she won't. She keeps saying something, Diablo, Diablo. I don't know what it means. I don't know. Anyway, Larry's bummed about the Steelers losing to the Bills. Hey, you know what? It happens. It happens. Next year, you know, I liked the Kenny. I liked Kenny when he was playing. That was my thing, you know, during the season. I really wanted him to come back. But hey, I understand hot hands. You stay with hot hands. I get it. So anyway, that's about it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else exciting, you know. I'll tell you one thing that is pretty exciting. I've recently got into meditating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine told me about this meditation class, and I did it. You know, I went by myself. Larry didn't want to go. And I'll tell you what, it was fabulous. I went in there, a ball of stress. And I came out like, hey, you know, shoulders relaxed. It was wonderful. And it lasted. It lasted for hours. Like, why don't I do this stuff at home, right? You got to pay somebody and go to a class to do that. Oh, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy. This is why I read all these self-help books. And I'm very good at giving advice. I just have to say, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying I'm very good at giving advice. Anyone I know personally who I've given advice to, it always worked out well. I have that empathetic, you know, ability that I just know what people want and need. I'm a great gift giver too, because I know people, I pay attention. I'm telling you, 27 years in Avon, you don't get to my status by just phoning it in, okay? That's all I got to say. Anywho, that's all I have to report for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. You have a wonderful day, night. Bye.